You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
At the time that Ribono Shel Olam commanded that they have to bring Machasit HaShekel, it's brought that Moshe Abel Shalom had a difficulty with this mitzvah. He didn't know what to do, how to go by. So now, here we see there is a code. How do we know that Moshe Abel Shalom had a difficulty with this matter? It says, Zeh Yitenu. Zeh, that means, it points out. It means, Ribono Shel Olam showed him the direction, the blueprint, what exactly they have to give. So Midrash brings that Moshe Abel Shalom was directed by a special matpeya, a coin, under Kisar Kavod. So what does that mean? Why under Kisar Kavod we have a bank, a vault? So Midrash explains that Ribono Shel Olam showed Moshe Rabbeinu matpeya shel esh, a fiery coin. So what does matpeya means? Matpeya. Coin. What's the root after matpeya? Teva. What does teva means?
Nature.
Nature. It's interesting that teva, Persian they call it matbu. They got it from Hebrew. Matbu, teva. So the feeling that one might have is towards something. Say his teva is like this, his nature is like this. So now here, it's very interesting, the Ribono Shel Olam shows Moshe Abel Shalom matpeya shel esh. So what does that mean? Why Moshe Abel Shalom should have problem with this matter? Because it's brought that this half of shekel, lechaper al nafshotechem. Lechaper, what does it mean? You give $10, it deletes your abonot. How could it be? So Moshe Abel Shalom said, what kind of coin is this? You give $10, then all your abonot are deleted. That's what we read. Parshat Ki Tisa. So Ribono Shel Olam explained to Moshe Abel Shalom, no. The matbea that I'm looking for is the esh, the fiery coin. That means Ben Yehudi, his teva is esh, fire. When he answers Amen, the whole building shakes. Hasu Shalom, you never see him like in the middle of the day, Torah, he takes a nap. Hasu Shalom, it's full of excitement. So Ribono Shel Olam said, this matpeya is a remedy to delete all the avonot. And it's the hardest thing, right? Because we get used to our daily services, we becomes routine. Then you skip it, and you say, it's okay, you know, you do it fast. You don't have the energy for it. Become very careless, weak. But here we see a beautiful thing. Starting tonight, we have a great responsibility, and that is, Marbim Besimcha. What do you mean? Marbim besimcha? I'm hardly happy. You want me to be more happy? Happier? Yeah. Is it too much expectation? Huh? So why don't you ask me to be happy first and then say Marbim besimcha? Huh? How could it be such a thing? And that's what the whole message here is. Yes. We get used to whatever that we do every day, right? You eat this, then you got used to it. You get up this time, then you got used to it. You sit like this, that's how you're used to it. You drive like this, that's how you got used to it. Your habits becomes you. You become your habits. Right? You can do it constantly, constantly. And that's how it is. You never think of being happy, so never hits your head. Yeah. But because you worry about other things, you know what's going to happen, you know they're going to order, I'm going to make some money today, you know what I'm going to do with the, you know, 3 more days, I have to pay the rent, mortgage, this, you know. So that's what you think about. And that's why, unfortunately, the people, they go through a lot of pain. And something goes wrong, and then you see they turn upside down. Upside down. So you see, this is not the person who's sitting here. What happened? Because something went wrong. He panicked and he cannot handle it anymore. So here we learn, actually, there's a remedy. It's greater than Tanit, greater than Tzedakah, even greater than Tefillah. What is it? Esh. Exactly, exactly. And it's called Ratzon, will. It's very interesting.
Why has the power like that?
I'm sorry?
Why it has a power like that?
Why we have the problem?
No, why that? To be happy has this kind of power.
Oh, why is that this power? Ah. Yeah, because actually, when we're not happy, that means we disagree with Ribono Shel Olam. So not being happy actually is another way to be a kofer. What does kofer means? A non-believer, right? Because when we're happy, that means understand whatever Hashem does is right. I approve whatever Hashem did. So now, when you approve by being happy, so like, let's say, you tell the kid, go to sleep. He goes?
No.
If he goes, why? Because, without respect, he's a kid. He doesn't approve his Abba. They do your homework. Eat. Why? Because he doesn't approve him. But here, when Yehudi is happy what Hashem has done to him, so that means Hashem is proud of him. Hashem loves him. So then, whatever he wants, he gives him. You understand? And that's why the Ratzon, what does Ratzon mean? The will. Hashem Baalei Sodot explained to us, Ratzon is Otiyot Tzinor. Exactly the same letters. What does Tzinor mean? A pipe. That means your ratzon to do the will of Hashem, you have one of these, you know, there's a fire department, there's a pipe they use, the big one. This big pipe opens up for you and whatever you want is going to come down. And that's what the matbeya ish means. The matbeya ish, that means nothing. It prevents you to do the Ratzon of Hashem. Nothing. So this is what the preparation that we prepared ourselves in Parashat Shekalim to be extra happy. Not to be happy, to be extra happy. So when the Adar comes, Marvim Simcha. It's a beautiful midrash. So it's more that we review this mizmor on Kabbalat Shabbat. The mizmor says, Moshe v'Aaron bechoanav chazak baruch. And then what we see after it? What we see right after that? Ushmoel begorei shemo. What does that mean? What does that mean? Yep. One more time. Say, Moshe v'Aaron bechohanav u'shmoel Be'qor'eh. What does Be'qor'eh means? No, Be'qor'eh means that means they named. Be'qor'eh Shemo. Be'qor'eh Shemo. How many Shemuel Hanavi we had?
One.
But here, Be'qor'eh Shemo doesn't fit. Now, Be'er Chida explains at the time that Hana Aleha Shalom was waiting to have a child for how many years? 19 and a half years. Almost 20 years. Bat Kol came. The Bat Kol said that there's going to be a boy named Shemuel and he's going to be a Nabi. So they heard it. People heard it. Heard the heavenly voice. So what did they do? They named their boys Shemuel. Everybody named his boy Shemuel. So here, the Mizmor 99, Tzadi Tet, says, Moshe Aaron Bechanav Ushmuel Bechor'ei Shemo. What is Bechor'ei Shemo? Everybody called his boy Shemuel. So what happened? Everybody became Nabi?
No.
No. When we want. But Al-Khidah explains, unbelievable thing. This is because they had such a urge, such an excitement, that I wish my boy become this Shemuel that is Nabi. They gained prophecy once in their lifetime. They didn't become Nabi. But everyone that named his boy Shemuel, they gained prophecy once in their life. You know what that is? You see what the excitement brings to you? What a benefit it has when one is Sameach, when he wants to do Ratzon of Hashem, he's excited. You know what it can bring to you? And that's what exactly the task of the month is. It's the training, Mitzvah Hashem for the whole year. That's for who is like, Kol Am Yisrael. Shash Baruch Hu, Yizaki Otanu, Be Sameach, Bant, Bezad Hashem, Gizol Otobot, Yeshuot, Bezad Hashem, Nizke, Be'arbe Nacha.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.